Welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. I'm your host, Calvin. This is the show where we tell you some of the new and noteworthy items coming on DeveloperWorks. And don't forget that you can get links to everything you hear about on this show at ibm.com/developerworks/this week. You know, we use mobile applications a lot differently than the way we use desktop applications. We use them while we're walking, while we're talking, while we're riding buses, while we're on the airplane, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, we even use them while we're driving the car, even though we know we're not supposed to. This week on DeveloperWorks, we talked to Andy Glover a little bit about how this affects application design and what we can do about it. But first, let's take a look at some of the new content on DeveloperWorks this week.
Hi, my name is Bhavan Kumar, and I work for the IBM Security Systems Division. I wrote the new article about enforcing an end-user license agreement in a business environment through a security policy using the IBM Security Access Manager, or ISAM for short. The article outlines how to build a custom Java application that utilizes the ISAM registry API to both authenticate a user and check the validity of that user's license agreement to take appropriate action. You'll find a working sample attached to the article. If you have any questions in this regard, please do get in touch using the contact information provided.
If your company is concerned with compliance for PCI DSS, and who isn't these days, you'll need to think about all the things you need to do in order to protect your data against the standards requirements. IBM has just published an article called Accelerate the Path to PCI DSS Data Compliance Using InfoSphere Guardium. This article gives you a step-by-step overview of using the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard Accelerator that's included with InfoSphere Guardium. The accelerator helps guide you through the process of complying with parts of the standard using predefined policies, reports, group definitions, and more. Performance testing isn't just a matter of throwing as many requests at a target application as possible. There are lots of important decisions that have to be made in designing a workload test. IBM has just published an article on DeveloperWorks called Using Engine Room and Kernel I/O Data in Performance Test Analysis. This article walks you through some of the common decisions you face when planning and running different types of workload tests and describes the value you get from using engine room and kernel I/O data.
This week on DeveloperWorks, Andy Glover joins us to talk about how to design mobile applications to accommodate how we use them and how we shouldn't use them sometimes. Andy, welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. Tell us a little bit about what you do and your experience with developing mobile applications.
Hey, thanks for having me, Calvin. I'm the CTO of App47. We are a cloud-based mobile application management company. So what that means is we provide app stores and the analytics around app usage for the enterprise. So we've seen a whole lot of apps come through our system, whether it be iOS, Android, Windows Phone 8. And I also have built a few Android apps on the side that are in Google Play and Amazon Store. So I think I've seen a wide breadth of apps, whether they be consumer-based or even enterprise-based.
You've written that mobile users are typically distracted, busy, and ergonomically constrained. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by that and how it affects app design.
Yeah, it kind of dawned on me recently. In fact, having seen a lot of apps, it didn't dawn on me until I, in fact, started building my own apps. And what I mean by that is if you walk around, let's say, a grocery store or a coffee shop, you'll notice pretty much everyone's using an app regardless of demographic, whether they be male, female, old, young. It doesn't matter. I watch my kids. My kids will actually walk around the house with a tablet watching TV in it. It totally infuriates my wife and myself. But you know, the point is that the ubiquity of mobile devices is causing people to use them in different ways that we never really imagined. Me personally, having designed web applications, it takes a certain mindset to think about where the buttons go and whatnot. And I started building a mobile app, and I instinctively put buttons for navigation, you know, take the quiz, do this. And then one day I was sitting in a coffee shop, and I watched someone, probably rather rudely, order coffee while, you know, on their device. And it dawned on me that that buttons, you know, don't make a lot of sense because you have to think about it, right?
Right.
And, you know, that gesture-based movement is so natural. And of course, there's been a lot of success in a lot of apps like Angry Birds that use, you know, gestures and whatnot. So, you know, this article kind of attempts to explain what happened to me, and hopefully that as people begin to build more and more apps that the gesture base and other types of, you know, interaction with a mobile app go beyond the typical press this button, you know, do this.
That article is called Programming Gestures in Android, and once again we'll have a link to that on the show page. So tell us a little bit about what this article describes and what's the scope of it and what people are going to learn from it.
Sure. So I will actually, in the article, we'll design a very simple app. Actually, this app was begun in the previous article, and in the forthcoming article that will be coming out soon, that app is continued. But in this particular series, or this particular article in the series, we'll design the app initially with buttons, and it'll all make sense, I think, for most people reading it. And then we'll take a step back and realize, do we really need the buttons to take a quiz or to see the next word? It's a study app. So then I'll show you how to actually implement gestures. And it's not as straightforward as a button press, or actually, as the API say, button click. So it's a matter of doing some Cartesian math. So I show you how to do that. And we step back from that, and you realize now you have a nifty app that doesn't have any buttons. You just use your, you know, again, your thumb to go up or down, left, right. So
that's a great approach, starting with the old way and showing how you can migrate and do things the new way. So that's all the time we have for this week on Developer Works. Don't forget, you can get all the links for this episode at ibm.com/developerworks/this week. And with that, I'll close with the universal gesture for goodbye.